Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stephanie and Ashley with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, police divers have found the body of a missing 20-year-old tourist at the Crystal Cascades waterfall in Cairns last night. Search and rescue operations were launched on Sunday afternoon to look for the man after he reportedly jumped from the ledge of the waterfall and did not resurface. Police recovered the man's body at 6 p.m. on Monday, and access to the waterfall has been closed since the incident. This is the fourth fatal death at the popular waterfall.
In national news, 50 people are injured after LATAM's Boeing 787 dropped abruptly mid-flight from Sydney to Auckland on Monday. The aircraft experienced a strong shake before it immediately lost altitude, causing passengers to hit the ceiling. Some people were thrown out of their seats and down the aisles of the planes, while some experienced serious trauma after being flown around the aircraft. The pilot said, "I lost my instrumentation briefly and then it all came back to me all of a sudden." Data from the airline tracker FlightAware showed the plane lost altitude about 2 hours into the three-hour flight.
A task force investigating aged care funding has rejected a proposed tax levy to support the sector, instead recommending funds to be based on personal wealth. While the government-established task force found that additional funding is necessary to address future demand for aged care, they claim that requiring the declining working age population to provide this funding could cause equity problems. The report recommended that care costs should be increased for those with the means to pay for it, with home ownership status also being a determining factor.
In international news, dozens have been killed in flash flooding in Indonesia. 26 people have died and 11 are still missing following floods and landslides on the island of Sumatra. Heavy monsoon rain and overflowing rivers have submerged over 37,000 houses and buildings in the west of the province, with further damage to multiple schools, bridges, roads, and mosques.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.